Do you believe? Well, this Sunday, Bravo is helping Canadians get in the mood for the upcoming Winter Games with a one-hour special called Athletes in Motion.
Yep, at 7 o'clock. And one of the special's participants is Canadian skating superstar, three-time Canadian and world professional champ. And he had the honor of carrying the Canadian flag at the 1994 Winter Games in Lillehammer.
We are honored to have Kurt Browning as our special guest on CHFI.
Kurt, it's a pleasure to have you with us here today.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
You cutie pie, you.
Aw. Now, of course, everybody gets to see you on Sunday night on Bravo, 7 o'clock. It's sort of, we're winding up for the Olympics. It's so exciting. Tell us about the show.
Okay, well, at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, it's an hour-long kind of short movie festival. So it's sponsored by Bravo Fact. And what it is we highlight 14 individual Canadian athletes of all sorts of different sports. And each individual short, around 2 minutes long, is directed by, fascinating people. We've got
Jason Priestley's doing one of them.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Douglas Copeland and Clarence Ford, who did mine. It was the original. Clarence choreographed and put this short together. And they've used that as the catalyst and surrounded it by 10 other shorts. It's a great way to get to know your Olympic athletes and a really fun way to be entertained. Each one has a different personality. Some are funny. Jennifer Jones, the curler, mm-hmm. hers is really, really funny.
Is that right?
Yeah, I like the way they go back to a curling rink in 1970. And she's curling, but she starts daydreaming and she starts curling with her coffee cup. And then it gets worse from there. She's curling with babies and senior citizens. And it's each individual short has its own personality and a lot of fun. Mine, I think, is really good.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
It's really good.
Because you've got so much personality. Now, putting yourselves in the skates and the shoes and the ski boots of all of the athletes who are getting ready, you know, with the Olympic opening ceremonies a week away, can you put yourself back in that headspace where you were mentally?
I can't get out of that headspace. I think the fact that it's in Canada has made... I told my wife the other day, I said, I'm so excited about this Olympics. There's been quite a few Olympics go by since I did my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why this one? And I think that I'm just back working with the amateur athletes a lot more. I'm in the groove thinking about them. And also, it's in Canada. It's just in Canada. So we are hosting the world. And it's our party, and I want it to go well. You know, when you host a party, you want everyone to like the hors d'oeuvres.
Absolutely.
But who knows better than Kurt Browning, though? I mean, when it comes to athletes and who's going to be a star, is there anybody that you really pick that's going to be on the podium for sure?
Oh, gosh. Well, I sure hope that Clara Hughes is on the podium. Oh. I really...
You feel it, eh?
She's so
such
amazing.
A great person, and she should run for, you know, Prime Minister of the Universe after this.
Is that right? But
in my sport, I really think that Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, our ice dancers, are exquisite,
mm-hmm.
and that they make ice dancing what it should look like, and that they're... I think they're the best.
I really hope that they not only
medal, but win. They're classy. They're great. They're quality, quality, quality. Patrick Chan is a superstar, so fun to talk to in interviews. Mm-hmm. He's up against a tough road to hill, mm-hmm. as they used to say. So there's eight guys, I say, that could win it, and he doesn't have a quad in his back pocket. So you know what? He's the best skater, but what will happen that day? I'm going to be nervous for him. And then Joanie Rochette, I think, has a great chance at probably silver or bronze.
Okay, well, watch for those names for sure. Speaking of names, this is Kurt Browning, of course, multi-Olympic.
Multi-guy.
Three Olympics?
How many?
Three?
I went to three, got three bunch of great clothes from the Olympics. In fact, if you can hear that, those are my boots.
They're nice boots. I carried the flag in.
Yeah,
they
I
are
still
nice
wear
boots.
Them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Can you tell us a little bit of the behind-the-scenes stuff? Because we hear about this, and maybe you can sort of verify this. Is there a lot of romance, a lot of hooking up going on during the Olympics? Well, or is it more during the Summer Games when you've got the heat?
I think in the Summer Games you see more flesh.
True.
So I think there's probably more hooking up. And there's more female sports at the Summer Games. And so I think there's a better ratio between men and women. And it's just warmer. You know, it's just easier to hook up.
But so in the wintertime, everybody's just trying to stay warm and not the old-fashioned
right,
way?
You know, but I think at the Winter Olympics, if you're done early, you've worked your whole life to get to this point.
Right.
And when it's over and hopefully it went the way you wanted, let's face it, it's time to party.
It's a great consolation prize.
And you know what? there's this really cute girl from Germany who was also done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So yeah, there is a lot of
romance.
Are you
talking about Katarina Witt?
You have great stories. I have none to tell.
Yeah. Well, not involving hooking up the Olympics.
Did not hook up.
No. He kissed a girl at a hockey game once, though.
Yeah, but you know, I had to pay her $20.
Kurt, we'll be watching along with you with the games, and thank you for your perspective, for your grace, for being such a wonderful ambassador for Canada, on ice, off ice, everywhere, and thanks for being with us today. We'll be watching Bravo Sunday night, 7 o'clock. It's going to be awesome, and yours will be the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I actually think, to be honest, just a second, I think the best one is actually called Bring It Home. It's about Rosanna Crawford and Megan Imrie. They're biathletes. But it's set in like the 1800s and how they would have trained if the biathletes would. And it's really neat. So, you know, it's a collection of everything. It's tragically hip music. It's everything. So 7 o'clock could be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Get to know your athletes.
We don't often do this, but we're just going to give you a hand.
No,
you
know,
that's right. You know,
standing. Ten from all of us.
I believe Aaron Davis.
Well, then why don't you sing a song about it? No, actually, let's let Nikki Yanofsky sing it. This is the official CTV Olympic song. It is, I believe, Nikki Yanofsky.